Afghan girl grabs AK-47, guns down Taliban jihadists who killed her parents. By BenQ on July 22, 2020. A teenage Afghan girl gunned down three Taliban jihadists with an AK-47 after they killed her parents over their support for the government, local officials confirmed on Tuesday. The incident took place last week, on July 17, when a group of 40 insurgents stormed Jareva village in central Ghor province, where 15-year-old Kamar Gul resided with her family. According to local officials, the terrorists knocked on the door at around 1 a.m. looking for her father. The insurgents came to their doorstep and her mother went to see who was knocking, said Mohammed Araf Aber, a spokesman for the provincial governor. When she saw that they were armed, she refused to open the door. After refusing to open the door, the attackers shot Gul's mother dead, then entered and gunned down her father. Having witnessed the horrifying incident, Gul grabbed her father's AK-47 and killed the two men responsible and injured some others. Kamar Gul, who was inside the house, took an AK-47 gun the family had and first shot dead the two Taliban fighters who killed her parents, and then injured a few others, Aber said. Gul was then forced into a one-hour-long standoff against the Taliban with her 12-year-old brother. Eventually, villagers and pro-government militiamen expelled the insurgents from the area. Local officials have since taken the pair to a safe place for shelter where they are recovering. They were in shock in the first 2 days and could not talk too much, but are in a good condition now, Aber explained. They are saying, this was our right, because we did not need to live without our parents. They don't have many relatives other than a half-brother who lives in the same village. Since the incident, Gul has become a sensation across social media with people hailing her initiative and bravery. A photograph of her wearing a headscarf and an AK-47 across her lap has also been in wide circulation. Having once been the Middle East's most powerful Islamic fundamentalist terror group, the Taliban is now a far weaker force than it was at the turn of the century before the U.S.-led military intervention in Iraq. However, the group has experienced a resurgence in recent years, accepting survivor Islamic State fighters into the caliphate and generating record profits from opium cultivation. The latest round of attacks come despite the organization agreeing to a peace deal with the United States in February to put down its arms. Many terrorists continue to fight for the overthrow of the current Afghan government and its accompanying constitution. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.